did not occur, that neither were there ships there, nor if there were ships there, that they were moving toward the destroyers. For example,
Bob, you hear that click then? That just comes on my phone all day long. Is that some operator coming to see if we're talking and then gets off, or what happened?
Well, I hope that's what it is. I don't know. But I heard it.
And it just constantly goes on every time I talk to somebody. Go ahead.
I think your conversation is monitored, and I suspect that may be the reason, but I'm not certain, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. In any case, there's much reason to question the judgment of the commanders on the scene. And I would simply suggest to you we do nothing until another 2 or 3 hours pass. I think we have 5 to 6 hours before we have to make a final decision on the execute order. And if in 5 to 6 hours we know nothing more than we know now, I would recommend against execution of the strike.
Well, I have strong, I'm not a go-water man, but I got strong feeling in my bones that our boys got a little rattled. It just looks that way to me. Now, what do they report? They destroyed 3 of the 5?
They think they destroyed 3 of the 5.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going back to try to find out from them why they think it. Did they just see it on a radar scope, or did they see something, a flash and something blow up in the water? Did they see debris rising into the air? What exactly did they have as evidence of having destroyed it? There's also some confusing and contradictory information about speeds and bearings and behavior of these PT boats in relation to the destroyers, and the Navy is examining that.
Okay, well, let's just stay right on it, and we'll talk about it further, but I want a lot more than we've got now,
right,
before I start dropping,
sure,
hitting them.
Right,
any other news?
No,
what do your people say about Laird's charge that we are playing politics with the staffs? Have you read that on the ticker?
No, I haven't.
Laird says that Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense are using funds for political purposes, and that they've got staff set up to comment on these things, and he's asked the General Accounting Office for an immediate investigation.
Oh, well, that didn't bother me. I haven't seen it, but we certainly have a right to check the accuracy of Goldwater's charges against defense. I'm more concerned about a report that Tom Gates issued a blast at me today to the New York papers, severely criticizing my statement before the Democratic Platform Committee as partisan untrue and casting doubt on the judgment and integrity of General Eisenhower and himself and so on. I heard that he was upset about this about 3 weeks ago, and I wrote him a long letter, and I'm releasing my letter and his letter to me, but I don't think it'll be much of a story, but I'm still upset about it.
Peter Hackett said that 4 North Vietnamese patrol boats attacked United States warships in the Gulf of Tonkin. United States retaliatory action may now be taking place. This is from the Pentagon correspondent, so somebody's talked to him. The General Accounting Office was asked today, it's 161 AP,
all right, I'll
to investigate whether Johnson's using federal employees to prepare Democratic campaign data. Mr. Laird said government personnel and facilities have been used on at least a dozen occasions to prepare purely political material to answer charges raised by the Republican presidential team. Clearly, said Laird in a letter to Controller General Campbell, this represents an improper, if not illegal, expenditure of funds, and I urge you to investigate fully the extent. Laird, chairman of the GOP's platform committee, said he had been informed the Secretary of Defense and State and other government officials set up staffs of assistance to prepare Democratic campaign data and to develop material to rebut the Republican candidate. Well, now, they ask you a series of questions, and then when you answer them, or give them the facts on it, and when they charge you with something and you give them the truth, well, then they say you're violating the law. So they just won't stymie free speech, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's an easy one. Yeah.
Now, what do you think about the charge that I'm using political rallies to announce these secret programs and so forth? That the paper's full of that.
Well, a little bit of that. I don't put too much stock in that, Mr. President. I think that's the kind of thing you've got to be expected to take if you're going to announce developments when he's charging you haven't had any. And I think we simply respond, as I did this morning, to the same question, that we don't disclose anything relating to our new weapon developments until it would be disclosed by other sources. And that in particular on this, on the SR-71 and the anti-satellite capability, that other sources were already beginning to discuss them. We can point to specific articles where that occurred.
Okay.
Thank you.